Tonight's shir should be a zechus refua shalema for Zaharina Bas Elisha v'Chana, also Dov Yosef ben Rivka Tova, as well as two young boys in my shul, Yisachar Berish ben Kreindel Atar Yehudas and Eliezer Shraga ben Yocheved Chana b'soch Shar Chol Yisrael, and everybody should have a refua shalema. So, first of all, thank everyone for joining me. It's very excited to kick the year off again. I've been waiting the whole summer to jump in and get back to learning together on Monday nights. So I'm super excited that we're all here together. And I'm excited for what we're going to learn tonight. The topic of tonight's shiur is a couple different approaches to tikias shofar. And I think the official title is like three new approaches. Now, there's nothing wrong with the classics. We're going to review some of the classics also, but I was hoping to kind of add a couple different ideas. Some of them are a little bit more funky, some of them are a little bit less funky, but I think they're all going to hopefully color our tikias shofar experience this year, and hopefully add to the Yom Teruah that it is. Now, that being said, I also know that the first day of Rosh Hashanah this year is Shabbos, Haba Aleinu Litova, this week. And it could be that for those of us on the email list, there's going to be another shiur that I'm going to hopefully either do in school with some friends about a couple different ideas for what our kavanah should be when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos and we're not blowing shofar. But for tonight, as the flyer said, as the kol emailed out, we're going to learn a couple different approaches to tikias shofar. So what I wanted to begin with is to chazer. Let's review a little bit, and I think the best place to review is something that maybe we're all familiar with, because it's found in almost every single machzer. It's found in the Art Scroll machzer. I think it's printed also in the Rav Soloveitchik machzer. I grew up using, my father got me this, I don't know what kind of machzer it was, but it was Hebrew, there's no English, but I do remember seeing the Rav Sajigon 10 kavanas. And what I mean by that is the following. In many, many machzorim, Rav Sajigon had a list of 10 different kavanas one should have when they blow shofar. Hey, what when we think of the kia shofar, what should resonate, what should we be thinking about? So we'll just go through it. I guess we'll go through all of them. It doesn't take too long, and I'll read them all in English. So first of all, we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's normal that there'd be trumpets. You sound the horns, you blow shofros when you're being mamlech the new king. I remember when I was in yeshiva, I don't know if it was like post Shana Aleph or post Shana Bet, but there were a couple guys from England, and that's when there was a big royal wedding. And I remember the guys from yeshiva went to this wedding, and initially we all thought it was kind of silly, but they were sending videos, and it's actually really cool to see someone be, I guess, someone get married and become part of the royal family. But there's real malchus there. So that's idea number one, blowing trumpets, the coronation of the new king. That's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. Not only that, Rav Sajigon writes that the king could give or grant people forgiveness before he punishes anybody who did anything wrong. So therefore, the tikias that we blow is saying anybody who wants to do tshuva, if you want to. You know, get out of what you're supposed to, whatever punishments we're supposed to receive. So do tshuva. So the tikias that we're blowing is a sign, it's a call to tshuva. Fine, that's number two. Number three, of course, we blew shofros at Har Sinai. We didn't blow them, but there was the sounds of shofros at Har Sinai, and it went on and on and on, and it's still going today, Chazal tell us. And this shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah is supposed to remind us to kind of double down and renew our commitment to Hashem's Torah. Not only that, the shofar reminds us of what's going to be on the future Yom Handid, where they're going to blow shofros. Not only that, one of the more well-known ones is that it's reminiscent to Akedas Yitzchak, and we're supposed to invoke the zchus of Avram and Yitzchak by Akedas Yitzchak, and that should be a melitz yosher of sorts for us as we approach Yom Hadin. Number six, we know there's a song, Uvoha Ovdim, Beretz Asher. We're going to talk about that pasuk in a little bit. But when the Geula, there's a kibbutz galios, so they're going to blow shofros and everyone's going to come. Not only that, when you hear the sounds of the shofros, so it's supposed to invoke a certain sense of fear and awe, and that's what the Nevi'im kind of would invoke. There would be a shofar in the city, someone would blow shofar, and people aren't bugging out, people aren't freaking out, people aren't nervous or scared or anything like that. Again, it's supposed to maybe invoke a certain sense of seriousness for Yom HaDin. Additionally, the shofar is supposed to be a call to Tchiyas HaMesim, which is going to be accompanied with Tchiyas Shofros. Not only that, the Nevi'im, again, when they would push us and tell us to do tshuva, again, there were always shofros that accompanied their calls of Tochacha to the Jewish people. And not only that, it's a reminder to Davin for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. As we know, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we wanna make sure that there's a Beis HaMikdash. So again, it's a reminder to do what we can to build the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the 10 Yesodos of Rav Saji Gaon. Hopefully you're still with me. If not, that's okay. We'll get back to it. And although there are 10 kavanos of Rav Sadia Gaon, so there are those who point out, yeah, there are lots of kavanos and lots of things you can think about, and maybe you're shuckling and you're closing your eyes and you're thinking all these different kavanos, but fundamentally, at its core, many point out that the baseline kavana we should have is that we're being mekayim a mitzvah, and that's awesome. Tkiyas shofar is a mitzvah, and that's great, and we're being mekayim another mitzvah. How awesome is that? What a way to start the year, to say that I'm chapping a rein on another mitzvah. How amazing is that? Now, my Rebbe pointed out, Rav Yaakov Neuberger pointed out that it's also important to note that the first mitzvah of the year, now you could say it's not really the first mitzvah of the year because there's Maariv and there's Kiddush, and okay, fine, but maybe the one big, unique mitzvah, all right, we call it a Yom Trua. Obviously, this is the most important mitzvah of the day. I just heard, this is parenthetical, but I think it's a nice chinuch point to note. Sometimes parents, when they ask their kid to do something or a child does something, wow, what a big mitzvah. It's not such a posh thing to say it's such a big mitzvah. Who's to say, who am I to say, I should say, who am I to say that this mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah than that one? You could say, wow, that was a mitzvah, something like that. But I think it's fair to say, though, that the tkiyos, the churos, everything, the tkiyos shofar in general, that's a pretty big mitzvah. It's called the Yom Trua in the Torah. And if that's the case, Rav Neuberger pointed out that the first mitzvah of the year, the first big mitzvah of the year, is a mitzvah to listen. And that's a musar in and of itself. That we should be people who are listening. We should be listening to the call of Hashem. We should be listening to other people. We should be listening. We should be looking around, and we should be conscious of what's going on around us, and not just, putting in our AirPods or whatever it is in our ears and just go weiter and kind of block out everything. But to be people who are taking in what's around us, who are processing what's around us, that's the very first mitzvah of the year. That was what Rav Neuberger suggested. So now I want to get into a couple of the other nekudos. Because even if you're going to say that the very first mitzvah of the year is simply, the basic kavanah we should have is, we're doing a mitzvah, how awesome is that? So it's a little bit more than that. And there's a big, big tumult in the Rishonim and the Achronim, what the bracha should be on Tkiyas Shofar. Now, the Rush notes the Yerushalmi, who says the bracha should be lishmoa, or the mitzvah is, the bracha should be lishmoa bikol shofar. To hear, not lishmoa kol shofar, but bikol shofar. To hear into the sound of the shofar. Now, what does that mean, to hear into the sound of the shofar? So maybe you've seen, like a high school boy wearing a t-shirt. I hear every single thing you're saying, but I'm not listening. Something to that effect, right? So what's pshat here? Lishmoa bikol shofar, explained Rav Soloveitchik, is that not only is there a simple, a basic chiv to hear the shofar, but there is a obligation. There's something here that requires an emotional response. The Rambam tells us, and I don't like using the word famous, but I do think that this is a, dare I say, a famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalet. Afal pish tkiyas shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gezeiras hakasav. Even though that we blow shofar because it's a mitzvah midaraisa, it's in the Torah. Remez yesh bo. There's still a remez, there's an allusion to it, as it says, Uru yeshena mishinaschem. Wake up, you sleepy ones. V'nir damim hikitsu mitir damaschem. And those who are slumbering, get up. V'chapsu b'maaseichem, and search your ways. V'chizru b'tshuva v'zichru borachem. And remember your Creator. Explained Rav Soloveitchik based on this Rambam that beyond the nice message, so to speak, of this Rambam, this is a real halachic implication. By introducing this remez of Uru Yishena Mishinaschem, the Rambam's teaching us that there are many mitzvahs we have that don't require some sort of emotional response. You light Shabbos candles, and while that's great, and it's a very special mitzvah, and Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot over the past 2 years about Hilchos Shabbos, you don't need to dance. You don't need to do anything after you light your candles. You bench licht and gival, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Person shakes lulav, gival, they did a mitzvah. You put a dollar in the pushka, that's a mitzvah. There's nothing that is required of us after that mitzvah. However, when it comes to the mitzvah of tshuva, of shofar, explains Rav Soloveitchik based on this Rambam, that not only is there the physical act of listening, hearing the shofar, but in addition, there's a kiyum shebelev. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. Meaning there's a necessary emotional response that's supposed to come as a result of hearing tkiyas shofar. Meaning, we're supposed to hear the shofar and wake up. Again, and not just be awake, right? Lo amos kiyachya. Lo amos kiyachya. I'm not dead because I'm alive. Obviously, if a person's alive, they're not dead. But maybe what David Melech was teaching us is if you can be alive, or I say it the other way, you could be living, but you're not alive. Is a person really mamish living with chiyas? Is a person thinking about his life, thinking about Avodas Hashem? I've shared this idea in my classes and to a couple friends, but it's such a chazak idea. Rav Schwab points out that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon to sleep, so it says, Vayipol, I think the Lashon is Hashem Elokim, Tardema al Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam HaRishon to sleep. And then what happened? He takes one of his Salosav, takes one of his ribs to create Chava. And then we know eventually we have the Chet Eitzadas Tovira. Points out Rosh Schwab that nowhere in the Torah does it say that Adam HaRishon woke up. Obviously he was awake. Says Rosh Schwab, he was sleepwalking through life. The Gemara in Brachos discusses the Seder of Birchas HaShachar. And it's a Machlokes, Tosos, and Rambam, how we go about making the Birchas HaShachar. I don't have a Seder near me, but we're used to the order that we have in our Sederim. But the Gemara says, really, it sounds like Lichatchila, a person should be making a Bracha corresponding to every single action in the morning. So they hear the alarm clock or hear the roosters, and they make one Bracha. They put their feet on the ground and they sit up, they make another Bracha. They put their shoes on, they put their pants on, they get dressed. They go through the morning routine with all of these brachos. And then the Gemara says the last bracha a person should make, they splash water in their face, and you say, Hamavir Sheino Usna Me'af Apai. Ask Schwab, I don't understand. That bracha is saying, Hashem, help me wake up. Shouldn't that be like the very first bracha? You hear the rooster, you say, Hanosin Lasech Vina, right? And then you should say, Hamavir Sheino. Why is it only after a person has gotten dressed and tied their shoes and done everything, put their belt on, they're ready to go? Do they make the bracha of Amavir Shena? Says Rosh Hashanah, because so many of us are walking through life, but we're mamish sleepwalking through life. We have to hear the call of the shofar and say, hey, wake up. What am I doing? What's my goal in life? What am I here to do? That's what we're supposed to think about when we hear the shofar. Now, maybe to add to that, because many, many Svarim, Rabbeinu Yonah, and other great Bali Musar point out that when we hear the shofar blown, it's a call to do tshuva. We're supposed to think about our actions, think about how we're living our life. What mitzvos am I doing? What mitzvos should I maybe do a little bit better? How can I enhance my avodas Hashem like that? What areas am I maybe involved in that I shouldn't be involved in? Or how can I be more involved in certain areas? Right? It's like we're really cheshbening. What am I doing and what am I not doing? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? But I saw a beautiful, beautiful ara by Rav Shaul Alter, the Ger Rosh Yeshiva. Of course, we know, Elul is Rosh Tevos Hani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li from Shir HaShirim is really, we often translate it as I am for my beloved, I am for Hashem and Hashem is for me. But really, if you look at the psukim in Shir HaShirim, it's saying Ani l'dodi, Hashem is for the Jewish people, v'dodi li, we're supposed to reciprocate in kind. Fine, we'll leave that shmooze for another time, but says Rav Shaul Alter the following. Ki ikra tshuva tzarech lios al zeh. Tshuva at its core is this. Lizkor ki nishtalchenu ba'olam hazeh, lasos ritzon yisparach bilvad. We're here to do Hashem's will. And there are all sorts of things that we get involved in, and there are all sorts of things that distract us, and there are all sorts of amazing things that we're involved in too. But at the core, we have to remember, we're Shluchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this world, and we're supposed to think, what does Hashem want from me right now? Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, at its core, is what we're here to do in this world. And therefore, says Rav Shaul Alter something else. He quotes the Sfas Emes, who says something amazing. If you look at the Rambam we quoted a minute ago, and I'll read it again carefully, the Rambam tells us what? The Rambam just says the following. Uru Yishena Mishinaskam, wake up. Vinyar Damim Hikitsu Mitir Damaskam, the sleepy ones, get up. Think about our actions. V'chizru B'tshuva, V'zichru Borachem. And he says there are people who get, ensnared by Olam Hazeh and different things going on in this world. But they have to think about what Ratzon Hashem is. Says Rav Shaul Alter, quoting the Sfas Emes, when you hear tshuva, it's not about the X's and O's. It's not like a mathematical cheshbon of like, am I a tzaddik? Am I a tzaddikis? Am I doing the right thing? Am I not? We're not talking about tshuva in terms of the cheshbon of this scale of mitzvos and averos. Even though Rosh Hashanah is the very first of our series made tshuva, we don't talk about tshuva like that. What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? We're blowing a shofar and we're saying, I'm being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm signing up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's team. I'm playing for Hashem. That's what shofar is. We're not thinking about mitzvos and averos. We're thinking about Ratzon Hashem. What does the Melech want from me right now? How can I be the best soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the kavana we're supposed to be having. So that's idea number one in terms of what an extra kavana could be for us this year as we approach Tkiyah Shofar. Now it happens to be, I'll just mention, Derech Aga, but I was so excited. I need to thank one of my chavrus, is Aaron K. From Rogers Park. I asked him for a sefer. He lent me this tiny little sefer here called Halekach Valibov, written by Rav Avram Shor. Now, he gave it to me at Slichos. I came home. It was very late Motzei Shabbos, and I had like a little bit of koach left. So I flipped it open, and I started looking through his ideas on shofar. And I was so happy. Because one of my rebbeim once asked a question, I don't know, a bunch of years ago. And I always think about it all the time, and I never had an answer. The Rambam uses that phrase of Uru Yeshenim in three different places. So number one, we have Hilchos Tshuva. Number two, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Mezuzah, Chayv Odom Lihizar B'Mezuzah Mipnei Shehi Chovas HaKol Tamid. You have to be very careful with Mezuzah. It's a constant obligation. Every time you walk in and out of the room, you're being pogeya b'yichud Hashem. You're getting smacked in the face with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yizkor ahavasu v'yeyur mishnaso. Says the Rambam, you encounter a Kadosh Baruch Hu by looking at the mezuzah. It should not just give you that smack in the face, but it should literally wake you up and think about, hey, what are you doing here? Are you about to get ensnared by havalei hazman, as the Rambam says. You look at the mezuzah, it helps recalibrate, it helps refocus. It helps us reevaluate what we're about to be doing, how we're going to be doing it. That's what the mezuzah represents, and that's number two. So we have tshuva by the shofar, we have waking us up by mezuzah, and lastly, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, discussing going and paying a shiva call, being Menachem Avel. Again, says the Rambam, as Shlomo Melech tells us in Koheles in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, Tov Leleches LeBeis Mishta. It's better to go to a base Avel than a base Mishta. Better to go to a shiva house than a party. In all three of these places, the Rambam uses the lashon of Yeor, wake up from your sleep. So what's pshat? That was the question. And every single year, because everybody quotes this Rambam, I'm always thinking, what's an answer to this question? Says Rav Avraham Shor something so gishmak, chevra. He says like this. The Gemara in Brachos tells us on Brachos, Hey Amar Aleph, 5a, that if a person is struggling with their Yetzer Hara, so Yargiz Odom Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara, a person should, Yargiz can mean to agitate, okay? Rashi translates it in Tehillim as Charada, as to kind of like, you know, place a little bit of fear. So what is the person supposed to do? So the Gemara says like this. If a person is struggling with the Yetzer Hara, so the first thing to do is learn Torah. Learn Torah. It helps us, you know, think a little bit more sharply. It makes us think about what we're doing. If you're learning Halacha, you realize what I should be doing, what I shouldn't be doing, etc. So learn Torah. If that doesn't work, then what should a person do? Then a person should say Kriya Shema. Kabbalah so machlo shemayim. And if that doesn't work, says the Gemara, Yizkor lo yom hamisa, a person should remember Yom HaMisa, think about Yom HaMisa, because after all, as Rashi says, we're all going to have a din v'cheshbon in Shemayim when we go up there. There's going to be an audit, there's going to be an accounting. So says Rav Shor, this parallels these Rambams beautifully. Because the shofar, as Rav Sajigon pointed out, like we said, one of the ideas of shofar is it reminds us of the shofaros by Har Sinai. So learn Torah. If you're struggling with the Yetzer Hara, learn Torah. If that doesn't work, Kriya Shema. Of course, where is Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is in the mezuzah. And if that doesn't work, then what? So then, remember Yom HaMisa, that's what the Rambam is saying in Hilchos Avel. The whole idea of visiting a shiva house is supposed to wake us up, sober us up, thinking about what we're trying to accomplish in life. So Geshmak, connection, in the three places the Rambam uses the word waking up, and this Gemara. Fine, we'll hold it there in that, but I had to share that. Thank you, my dear friend Aaron K. Good. Okay, hope everyone's still with me. So now we got to move on a little bit. There's a lot to say about Sisera and Aim Sisera crime, but we're going to hold off on that. Rav Sajigon also told us that one of the ideas of Tkiyah Shofar is it's an allusion to Akedas Yitzhak. I want to share two ideas on this idea. The first one is like this. There's a big discussion, and if you read the footnotes of your Machzer, you might come across this in terms of what is the proper kol, what is the proper tekiah, what's the proper sound one is supposed to hear. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. It's a little bit unclear. Should it be a tekiah true or tekiah? Should it be a tekiah shvarim true or tekiah? And Rabbi Avahu in the Gemara basically says we blow 30 kolos, and that's what we say midoraisa. A person hears 30 kolos, and their yotzei zayin, their obligation midoraisa. But that's really out of suffik, because it could be you only need to hear 9. We're not sure which kol to blow, and because of that, what? We blow 30. Says the Chassam Sofer something unbelievable. We recall Akedas Yitzchak via the shofar. Why? So he goes on to say the following. Of course, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a nevuah to Avram Avinu. Kachna es bincha es yichidcha v'aleu li le'ola. Bring him up to me. And this was the nisayun of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, as the Sfarim point out, did not have an aspaklaria mi'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi who had an aspaklaria mi'ira. He was the only person who clearly understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. But every single other Navi, it was a little unclear. And the job of the Navi was to intuit the Ratzon Hashem. Avram Avinu, by the Akedah, wasn't told clearly to take your son and offer him up as a carbon. That was his avoda in interpreting the nevuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he didn't question. But says the Chassam Sofer something amazing. What was the godless of Yitzchak? The godless of Yitzchak, many people say, is Abba, tie me up so I don't move, that I don't have any doubts. But the godless comes before that. Says the Chassam Sofer, Mikom mokom lehirhir gam achrei divrei chachamim. Vishama upashat savaro. He heard his father say, this is the Ratzon Hashem. And he said, okay, if you say so, that's what we're going to do. Meaning before he said, tie me up, dad, he listened to his father and he trusted his father. Meaning he trusted his Rebbe who is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak didn't really know. It was unclear. Just like in the Gemara, we're a little unclear. We're uncertain as to what is the proper kol that we're supposed to hear for the shofar. And misafik, we do all 30, and we're saying that's what Chazal said we should do. Gemara Rashana Daf Lamed Dalad, that's what Chazal say we should do. That is what we're going to do. Says the Chassam Sofer, the reason why the shofar is a zecher to the Akedah is just like Yitzchak was a little unsure, or was unsure as to what should really be. Because after all, he didn't hear it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His father heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his father didn't even hear it clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But his father said, this is the Ratzon Hashem. So to us, by Tekios, when we hear shofar, we should remind ourselves that what? We're doing all of these Tekios because this is what Chazal told us we should be doing. And we're saying, Hashem, we don't understand everything. We don't really get it. We're trying and we learn and hopefully we attend Shi'urim and we try to study on our own, we try to learn on our own. But we're not there yet. And we're acutely aware of that. And we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust the system. I trust Chazal. I trust my Rabbanim. And that's something very, very chashuv to think about on Rosh Hashanah. And it's saying, Hashem, I play for your team. And I'm buying into this system. I believe in this system that you have set up. And that started with Avram and Yitzhak. And it's Bizman Hazeh. The way we blow shofar is, I don't know what the right word is here, but we're saying we believe in all this. And we're continuing, and we're being mamshech, and we're going to continue to pass on the Mesorah. And we're going to have Amunas Chachamim. So that's idea number one. I saw that late last night, but I thought it's an amazing idea. The next idea I want to share with you, this is a mind-blowing idea. There was a big tzaddik in Denver, Rav Shlomo Tversky. Now, Rav Shlomo Tversky comes from the Tversky dynasty. His brother was Rav Abraham J. Tversky. So Rav Shlomo Tversky came over from Krakow in 1944. He came to Denver, and he immediately set up like a chassidus there. Again, he comes from the Hornerstipel dynasty of Hasidim, the Tversky family, of course. And he was a very, very passionate Jew. They say stories about him that people saw him dancing on Simchas Torah and they became observant. There were a lot of, it was a Kiruv community there. But people saw his slavis, his passion for Avodas Hashem, and people just, they were magnetically pulled and attracted to him. There's a big tzaddik of Menachem Goldberger, I think, from Chicago. He went to the academy. He's now a Rav, I think a Chassidish Rav in Baltimore. So he calls Rav Tversky his Rebbe. It's amazing. He learned by him for, I think, 3 or 4 years. But he said he thinks about him all the time. And Mamish, like the Chassidish Maislach you read in like the kids' books, he said one sukkis, he peeked through a crack in his sukkah. Meaning he was in Denver by Rav Tversky, and he like looked, Meitzitz Min HaCharakim into the sukkah to see Rav Tversky do the nanum with the lulav and esrog. And he says that image is like burned into his mind. And he says it's the most amazing vision of a Jew, of a tzaddik, getting into a mitzvah. Anyway, he has a gorgeous little sefer called Malchus Shlomo. put out by his grandson, and he just has sweet, gorgeous, amazing Divrei Torah. So he says something totally, totally new and just mind-blowing when it comes to Tekiya Shofar. He says the following. He quotes the Medrash, the Sifri, that says the shofar is all about chirus. We're bursting free when it comes to the shofar. Yesh lomar, what does that mean? He says, well, of course the shofar is a throwback to Ayalo Shel Yitzchak. Vakedes Yitzchak haisa nisayon gadol. Of course, it was a tremendous nisayon, we know, for Avram Ravinu. Lo rak, he says like this, lo rak nishahaya neged hargoshosav hativiyim shelo lishchot bino. Not just because he was a father, and it's crazy for a father to think about doing that for a kid. That is true. But there's something even more. Elahaya gam neged kol hasagosav bahabore yisparach. Listen to this. This went against every single notion that Avram Avinu had vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki midas Avram haya chesed. Avram was Avram ish chesed. V'kol avodaso, and all of his personal avoda was chesed, but not only that. Kol hasagosav v'Hashem yisparach haya b'chesed. His understanding of God was a God of chesed. How could it be ba'achshav harei tziva Hashem yisparach lasos davar achzari nishchot es bino? This thing is completely antithetical to everything that I've come to believe. Everything, and not that I've come to believe, everything I've been teaching to people. People coming to his tent, he and Sarah being Makariv people, Hashem's the best, Hashem's kulo tov, he's chesed, and everybody's benching now, and it's gival. And all of a sudden, Hashem slams the brakes, says, by the way, shecht your son. What's happening? What's happening? Ubali laharer neged Hashem yisparach, kam Avram Avinu, lasos ritzono yisparach. Now, what was the godless, says Rav Twersky, what was the godless of Akedas Yitzchak, of Avram being ready to shecht his son? Hainu shelot tzamtzeim atzmo rak l'masha hesig kvar. Unbelievable. He didn't confine himself to what he had understood up until this point. Elahaya muchan l'shanos kol havonosav kerega. He was ready to do a complete 180 turn. He's going to pivot on the spot. Hashem tells me to do something else. I'm going to do something else. V'zehu hachiris ha'amiti. Ki eno mitzumtzam umugbal al yedei atzmo. Real chiris is not being confined by ourselves, by our own minds, by our own preconceived notions. We're saying, Hashem, we blow from the small part of the shofar and it comes out on the more expansive side. I have only a finite understanding of you. I have a finite understanding of myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I know there's so much more. I believe there's so much more. There's things I don't understand about you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't understand things in your Torah. There are things I don't understand how you run the world. And I understand I only have a very small picture of it. But I'm being maskim to that, and I'm saying I believe there's more, and I'm going to try to be marchiv. I'm going to try to be more expansive. I'm going to be more expansive in my understanding of you and your Torah. I'm going to be more expansive as a person to try to do better this year, to do more this year, to accomplish more this year. The godless of Avram Avinu was even at this age, he didn't grow old and stale. He was fresh, he was a nar, he was a young person. Forget age, because age doesn't matter. It's all about the mindset. Is a person willing to continuously learn and continuously grow? Shofar is saying, Hashem, I'm not confining myself just to this past year's growth. I'm willing to do more. I'm saying I'm going to do more, and I'm committing to do more vis-a-vis myself and vis-a-vis my relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's another kavana to have during Tekiya Shofar. Good. So again, we mentioned this idea from Rav Soloveitchik, this idea of not just hearing the shofar, but the kiyum shebalev, the emotional response from Tekiya Shofar of wanting to do tshuva, saying I need to do better, changing our ways, thinking I need to do tshuva, and not just tshuva between mitzvahs and averos, but thinking ani l'dodi v'dodili, and what I should be doing. How can I fulfill the ratzon Hashem more often in my life? That was Aleph. Parenthetically, we mentioned this idea from Rav Shor about the three different places the Rambam tells us to wake up. Then, how does shofar parallel the Akedas Yitzchak? We mentioned this idea from the Chassam Sofer, firstly, that we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in your system, we believe in Chachamim, we believe in Chazal, and we're going to continue following that, and that's what Tekiya Shofar represent. And then we have this amazing idea from Rav Twersky, That Tkiya Shofar is saying, I can change my perspective. I can do more. I want to do more. And there's always more to accomplish. The last thing we'll share, Bli Neder, is an amazing idea from the Maharal. I remember when I was in the Kol, Rabbi Brand always told us, don't introduce an idea by saying an amazing idea. He says, if you believe in the idea, say the idea. And if it's tak amazing, people think it's amazing. I'm sorry, I'm just so excited for this Ritversky and this Maharal. They're so good. So here we go. The Maharal says the following. The Maharal comments on Rashi. So the Maharal has the Gor Aryeh. The Gor Aryeh is a super commentary. Rashi is the commentary on the Chumash. And the Maharal and the Gor Aryeh is a super commentary because he's a commentary on Rashi. Fine. Now, in Shemos Perek Yud Tes, where we talk about Har Sinai in Kabbalah Satorah, so over there, Rashi tells us that the shofar that was being sounded by Har Sinai was Hu Shofar Shel Ayal, the Shofar Shel Elo Shel Yitzhak Haya, meaning it was a ram's horn that was being sounded by Kabbalah Satorah, and it was the same exact shofar from Elo Shel Yitzhak, Rashi says, quoting Pirkei Derbi Eliezer. This was not a stam shofar, this is not a stam horn that was being sounded, but this was the shofar of the ram by Akedas Yitzchak. So says the Maral. Pirish she'in Hashem Yisparach mishtamish b'shofar shel ayil shehu levnei adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not using a stam regular horn that any other person would have. Therefore, Rashi says, quoting Pirkei Derbi Eliezer, shehu shofar shel ayil shel Yitzchak, v'zeh ha-shofar Hu kadosh mipnei kedusha sa'ayil shenekrav tachas Yitzchak. This shofar was very, very special because it came from that ram. Fine. Continues the Maral, and he says like this. Kishem shehu bilti tivi, just like the ram was not natural, it wasn't a normal ram. Chazal tells us that this ram came from Yemei Bereishis. It was one of the things created during Bein HaShemashos of Briyas HaOlam. So just like the ram itself is bilti tivi, meaning it's supernatural, kach shofar zeh bilti tivi. So too, the shofar is not natural. It's a supernatural shofar. And we know the shofar is being sounded. Shofar b'matan Torah. We were getting Hashem's Torah. Hashem's Torah is something that's supernatural. It comes from beyond this world. V'hu haya shofar she'eno tivi. V'ayil she'nivr b'ein HaShemashos gam kein haya shelo b'teva, says the Maral, as we just explained. So says the Maral, l'kach amar shofar shel matan Torah, the shofar matan Torah had to be the shofar of Yitzchak. Because it's not livatala, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create something by Yemei Bereishis for one small thing. This is something that's going to, it's nitzchi, it's going to last forever. And that's what was being blown by Har Sinai. But it's so much more profound than that. The Maral points out that if you look through the Torah, wherever we find a shofar, we find Geula. We find Yeshua HaShem. Hashem's providing salvation for the Jewish people anytime a shofar is blown in the Torah. It says in Parshas Ba'aloscha, Kisavo milchama ba'artzichem. V'harei osem b'chatzosros. They would raise the trumpets, they would blow shofar. V'niskartem lefnei Hashem elokeichem. V'noshatem me'oyveichem. We'd be saved. The shofar is what saves us from our enemies. Because it causes us to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in turn, He's going to remember us and He's going to protect us. That's even why the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Vav 56b tells us that if a person sees a shofar in their dream, they should immediately be mitzapa l'geula. Something good is going to happen in this person's life. If a shofar is there, that means geula is coming. And the reason, says the Maral, unbelievably, it's because anytime we blew shofar, Jews came together. We banded together. The shofar gathers those who are scattered. And it unites those who are divided. This is the Maral also in his Perish on the Megillah in Or Chadash. And when Jews come together, says the Maral, that in and of itself is a geula. It doesn't matter what's going to be. It doesn't matter what they're planning on doing. Etzem Jews coming together is a geula. Because the Maral explains when we're meshubad under another reshus, another regime, another government, and then we come together, we band together, that's already a geula. Because anytime there's a yitzia, he says, yitzia mi reshus achirim. When we're saying we're no longer subservient to you, we're no longer subjected to your decrees or anything like that, that be'etzem is a geula. And it's a geula, perhaps, because when we come together, we're in memela, automatically we're coming closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is why also you could say it's a zecher liYitzchak, because Yitzchak had this ratzon, I just wanted to come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Avram, tie me up. Abba, tie me up. I'm going to do this. He represents more so than anybody else, immense devikus and kirvus to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe just to add to the Maral a little bit, that when Jews come together, it's part of Geula. Anytime that there's this kol, anytime that there's real, genuine, sincere cry, good things happen, bracha happens, shafa happens. And we could even learn this from Esav HaRasha. Again, there's a big discussion. There are different types of shries and cries and screaming out and tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An amazing sefer, maybe this is a great idea for an early shir series actually. Rav Pinkus has a sefer She'arim B'Tefillah where he goes through the different types or modalities of tefillah, different lishonos of tefillah that we can be using, tzaaka and rina and all different types of emotional tefillos. But if you take a look in Sefer Bereishis, in Perek, I want to say Chav Zayin, Yaakov Avinu dresses up as Esav and steals the brachos. And then Esav comes running in from the field, and what happens? He comes, b'mitzedo, and he has the matamim for his father, and he puts them down, and he says, you know, get up, and he says, give me a bracha. And the Yecharad Yitzchak, charada gedola armod, he realizes what just happened. Kishmo Esav divrei aviv, when Esav heard his father, v'yitzak tz'aka gedola umara armod, he screams. And he starts crying, and it's bitter. Vayomer la'aviv barcheni, gam ani avi, you can't give me another bracha? What's Yitzchak's response? Vayomer ba'achicha b'mirma, your brother came, he tricked me. V'yikach birchasecha, he took your bracha. Yitzchak doesn't have another bracha to give? What's happening here? And they have this little dialogue, this little back and forth. And he says, I'm sorry. On Yitzchak, Esav says back to him, and they're back and forth. And then Pasuk Lamed Ches. Vayomer Esav el aviv havracha achas hi lecha, avi barachani gam ani avi. He says, don't you have one bracha? And before Yitzchak can respond, vayisa Esav kolo vayefk. There was this kol. There was a wordless scream. Rav Soloveitchik, if you have the Rav Soloveitchik Rosh Hashanah Machzor and some of the footnotes before Tekiah Shofar, talks about this almost like animalistic cry without any words. There's no articulation of thoughts or feelings or anything. It's pure scream. It's coming from the deepest part of us. Vayisa Esav kolo vayevk. And what happened right after that? Vayan Yitzchak aviv vayomer elav hinei mishmani ha'aretz yihyeh moshevechu mital shmai me'al. All of a sudden, after a pure, sincere, genuine, real kol, all of a sudden, there's bracha and shefa. Maral is saying that when we come together, when there's a shofar being blown, Jewish people unite, Jewish people come together, and that's the geula. It's because when we come together and we're accessing this point of being real, we're zocha to tremendous shefa. And I think maybe, to add to this a little bit, because the Maral goes on to say that it's not just that it's geula, but it's the achdus that leads to the geula. Meaning when it's Jews coming together. And I think there's a remez to that. If you look in Sefer Yoshua, and I want to note my good friend Corey Fuchs, who pointed this out when I was telling him this idea. He said, if you look in Perek Vav in Yoshua, when Yeshua's coming in and they're going to conquer Yericho, what happens? They sound shofros and the walls of Yericho fall. If we're blowing from the most real point of us, right? Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, this farm, the Baal HaTanya points out, Vayipach Ba'apav, he blew a neshama into what? He blew a neshama into Adam HaRishon. When the Baal Tokeh is blowing shofar, he takes his deep breath and he blows from the deepest part of him. That's the neshama coming out and it's bursting out. It comes from this small little opening, but then it's expansive. And it's saying, Hashem, this is really who I am. When Jews come together again, the shofar is saying, who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Recognizing who we are, when you do that, all of a sudden the walls fall down. I want to tell you, if you're into gematria, this is mamish awesome. If you're not into gematria, you're going to be after you hear this. If you take the word Yisrael, so there's something called miloi, meaning a yud is spelled yud and vav dalid. A shin is shin yud nin, a resh is resh yud shin, aleph amid lamid pei, and a lamid is lamid mem dalid. If you take the miloi, meaning you take the middle word, the middle letters of the word Yisrael, and you add the word ben to it, you get 534 plus 52, which gets you 586, which is the exact gematria of the word shofar. Meaning when you blow shofar at the essence, it's reminding us that a Jew, a Yisrael, at his core is a ben melech. And if I'm a ben melech, and you're a ben melech, that means we're brothers and sisters. Tikiyah shofar is a geula. Why? Because when you blow shofar, you're reminding yourself who you are, and you're reminding yourself who's everyone around you. Memela, the Maral, makes the most sense in the world. Of course, it's pashut. It's not even like a chiddush. It's obvious. If you blow shofar, Jews are coming together because you're remembering who we are as a people. And memela, when the Jewish people come together, geula is right around the corner. Lech kenosis kol Yehudim from the Purim story, from the Megillah. Maral says that was the turning point. That's what led us to Binyan Bayis Sheni, when Jewish people come together. And of course, the Gemara tells us that the best way a person can merit a Gezeirah Tova on Rosh Hashanah is being machnis oneself into the Tzibur, connecting to the Jewish people. So the Tkiyah Shofar, in addition, not only is it reminding us of the doing tshuva, reminding us of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, reminding us of Chazal and the Mesorah we have in Emunas Chachamim, and not only this amazing idea from Rav Tversky of saying, I can be bigger, I can be more expansive, I can do more, I can understand more. It's also reminding us to connect to the people around us. Every time the shofar is blown, the Jews come together, whether it's going to war, whether it's by Matan Torah, Har Sinai, receiving the Torah, we are all coming together. Shofar is a call to remember who we are at our core. At our core, we're a chilek alokam imal, and so is everyone else around us. Mele, we come from the same place. We're all brothers and sisters, and we have to band together. So those are some kavanas as we approach Yom HaDin. I give us all a bracha, a ksiva ksima toma, and a good gevenst yar, and I look forward to continuing to learn with everybody else throughout the course of the year.